anything official for accounting.
Where were these boxes at? Like each department?
They went out to all the different departments.
Right, we're ready.
All we should do is drop them all off and leave them there for a couple of days and then pick them all back up.
Say 302.
302, okay.
Now what?
Unlock a box and start counting.
Unlock a box and start counting. We'll start all the way down at one.
Hurry up, there's somebody here.
We're gonna count. Like you can remember.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead with Arnie and help him sort them out. He'll count and then you'll certify the count. There's a sheet of paper here to...
Maybe we'll start at this end one.
Write down the box number.
All I do is I lay them all the same way, sort of down quick.
Okay, no, please go on.
Well, help, can we get started so I can start logging them in? Lock all of them now. All here. Some of them will have a bunch, some of them won't.
No, there are no five people on it?
Yeah. But I made a little cheat sheet.
Darren Parr.
So do you have my scissors? Watch.
Cindy Kelly.
No, I'm going to count them and then you're going to count them.
And I'm going to start opening box two so that when you get here it's ready. Wow.
Now these people are confused in that department, right? They're all over the place.
And if you'll just clip.
Okay, that's what I was going to wonder.
This way if there's a count off or something I can find it quicker. Keep it separate from the box.
Did y'all get these from the clerk's office?
Actually the supervisors of elections.
Oh, they have these.
This one. Seems awfully big. You need help down there?
No, I got it.
Look at how loose it is.
She gave up before she even tried.
Look, it keeps coming out.
But it worked.
I need to purchase some new stuff. Wow, you're going to be busy on this box. Yeah, this must come from somewhere.
Count how many you see there first. We'll see if the numbers are right.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I don't know who did it first.
Mike. I feel like it. Mike. There's stuff in the ballot box.
Somebody likes Mike.
That's
Electric's box, probably.
Fine, Mike.
This is finances over here.
Fine, Mike. Here's another Mike.
28. Okay.
Okay.
So now you
go through and
see if you concur with my count.
All right.
John Miller.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mike. Mike. Ooh, John Miller. And this one is Mike. Mike. Larry.
Need help?
Another mic.
To help me unfold?
Another mic.
Box is full. I'm just putting on Facebook for them to count.
This is a dollar bill.
No, not yet. Get certified. Certify all of them.
And another mic.
Starting to make me nervous. After everything you've been through today and yesterday.
Okay, I got the same now.
All right, so you initial over there, so.
Another mic.
Make a big deal of the office.
This is another mic.
Then what do we do?
And this is another mic.
And that was a mic.
And this is going to be another mic.
You put them in merit order now?
Don't count.
Mike.
Do we want to sort them?
Mike.
Did you write down what box those came out?
This is out of four.
Okay.
This is out of three.
I started out big.
You can't what?
Where did you know?
God, here, I have two or three.
You sure finance knows your handout pens? I'm going to get to tell something on you.
These are,
They count those pens.
Jesus.
Mike.
Years ago,
I had to go buy my own, actually.
I know. I did the same thing.
Mike.
All these pens are writing with.
Okay.
Mike.
These are one out of five.
And Mike.
One. Wow.
Okay.
This.
All right, I got 42.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
It wasn't hard.
You got another one of those clips down there for a big,
down?
I need a big one.
Big one?
This is a big department.
That must have been all electric.
Yeah.
I said somebody wants them on the board.
All right, since you're in trouble with these.
Yes.
Right here. Yeah, now this one will probably be smooth.
This one
like
smooth.
Oh, yeah.
You trying to sort them off too?
I was just going to do that, but y'all wanted to see what
happens. I'll tell you, you'd be shocked, but it's a lot quicker.
Okay.
I've done this too many times. Yes.
All right. Y'all do whatever you want to do.
Go ahead, grab another box there, okay?
And the winner is
Larry.
Number five.
Cindy. And this one's going to be this from Darren. Mike? Mike?
All right.
John Miller. And Darren Clark. And Mike.
I have a discrepancy times two.
And another Mike.
I have all put together
and
right here.
And Darren Clark. This guy Mike's getting more votes
I've
than the last
nine
candidate
nine
for city council. Cindy Kelly.
Okay, so what's Cindy?
Okay, he's gonna get the big head. Do you know that?
Should we just
Darren
pull
Clark.
Out the two?
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Cindy Kelly.
Yeah.
And Mike.
We should just pull out the
other two.
I know.
Okay, guys, keep going.
Who are the two?
It's Larry and John.
Pass me one.
Larry and John. Keep going.
Oops, sorry, it's with the box.
Nine.
It's six or nine?
What's that name?
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm looking for the key. I just pulled out
okay.
One mug.
Can we count those?
Nope. This is seven.
Just have someone that counts on your end.
Okay.
But I'll straighten that if you want to
awesome.
Count.
Okay, we'll do that.
Mine.
This one ready?
Cindy.
Unless you like
them. No,
thank you. And those that's things right on your desk for that one.
This is eight.
Let us have eight. Eight. Maybe I'll take seven.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Here we go. Seven. Man.
This is under for seven, so this really isn't number seven. Which one is this one?
That's all seven.
Okay. And that one's seven, too?
So we are now on...
Yeah, we'll just open them all up that way.
Yeah,
that was
sure.
On top of that.
I'm sorry, that's six.
Okay.
This is number eight that we're on, right?
Okay, I'm stopping right here before we open up.
Okay, I got six, yep.
Did Does it really matter which box it came out
of? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah.
So this is eight.
It does there.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
yes.
On eight.
I can't make the number of signatures match up with the number of ballots in the box.
All right.
Right box.
I told you about the purple dying thumb, but you know.
I worked very hard to make sure you didn't stuff the box.
I don't think you're going to be able to write as fast enough. I'm going to be calling off.
It is.
They get their
they did.
Finally.
We're
kind of on opposite ends. My office, it was like 52 degrees in it the other day.
Oh.
I got a cold on, you know, it's like.
Oh, okay, I figured because 44 was 44.
Are you trying to confuse us, Alicia?
Absolutely.
He wants to make you pay attention. Signature should match how many ballots.
Signature? What do you mean?
They have to sign for a ballot.
Oh.
He was getting worried again. I didn't see any signatures on mine.
Need some help there? Add box seven.
I remember there was a box with a number of six that was scratched out.
What are we looking for?
Six, looks like it was scratched out, it was made to seven.
I thought it was a seven scratched out to six. Oh, not box number.
I think six is the number.
Don't make me count these again.
How's that a box?
27.
There were 27 boxes?
It's the number 27.
Oh, it's number 27. 11, 44, box one. So, there's five. Here is a board, let's cover a couple quick things.
Absolutely.
We all talked about the administrative agreement. I think we all agreed on it, it's all typed up here and putting it between the three boards. We now have Felicia and Hope, we're just splitting. So, I just need us to agree that if you want to look at the administrative, it's all right to me.
I looked at it, if it's the same version when I emailed them out.
Yeah, it is. It's what we emailed. Just need to, the three of us to vote on it, that it's okay, and moving on to city council, so finally they can start getting their pay appropriately.
Now, you need a motion? Is that what you need?
I need a motion.
Well, I make a motion that we adopt the administrative services agreement as of what date are we going to put in here?
We should.
October 1, 2010.
Okay. All right, so we'll put on this first day of October.
I usually don't sign anything unless my lawyer receives it. Since he's not here.
He's not here. He's not sitting here. Sorry. We weren't going to pay him to show up
meeting.
Just for this.
You're
right.
You have to pay me to come up here.
Offered lunch.
And you'll be the one.
Okay.
You'll be the one signing this, right?
Yeah, I'll be the one signing.
Do you want any kind of a witness for or witness?
I don't know.
Let's take a look.
Probably the last page. It's got to go to city council first, then it comes back and just the three chairmen of the board.
Yeah.
Okay, so you and, but they need to sign it first?
I think so. Alicia, city council has to sign first, or should I sign now while we're all here?
City council's going to sign it first.
All right, but we just,
we'll bring it back to the meeting.
All agree to move it along, so we're happy with it.
We just need to make sure that everybody's...
That's a done deal.
Because it's easier to make changes
before they...
Right, the minutes, you all got them, read them?
Yes.
Any changes, everything's good? Motion to accept them as they are?
Motion made.
They all agree, all right, good deal. Done deal. The last thing that I had to talk while the three of us were here was the training. Alicia needs to go up, get certified, it's going to cost us about $400 because we pay a third. And I want to go off, remember last year I was going to go, but my wife had some operations, so...
Are you going to stay on the board? I'm not going to send you if you're going
I think I have another year, and I think we're all supposed to go, I think a year, every year?
At least some kind of training once a year.
Some sort of training once a year, and she has to be certified. She's certifiable anyway. So, I need the board approval for the two of us to go off to class.
So moved.
Second moved.
I found box 6, 7, and 8. It was up there.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There was an extra one of these. You didn't need this, did you?
No.
Okay. So... I think you're officially the secretary.
Do you sign each page of the minutes?
It's not possible, is it?
What's...
Mike has exactly 50%.
That happened last time.
Are you serious?
Really?
Exactly, 50%.
Oh, no.
Cindy has 14.97, John Miller has 17.20, Larry Novak has 7.96, and Darren Park has 9.87.
So do we have to fire somebody, or somebody needs to vote one more time?
Isn't it supposed to be
50%? 51%.
51% or 50 plus one vote.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, come on.
Are we allowed to make a motion to move it to 50% due to the amount of people in this runoff that he certainly ran away with the vote count?
He has 157 votes.
Out of how many?
314.
I mean, he certainly ran with it. I mean, do we need to rerun and go through all this again with what it took us to get together to do this count?
Well, not only that, but then the employees got to vote again.
Yes.
Right.
And I have to do all the legwork again. And just,
but I'm not sure if we can make an exception to this.
Where do the rules come from on that, since we don't have Lee here?
There are operating rules.
What does that mean?
It states that it has to be the majority of the vote.
Well, he is the majority of the vote.
Right. When there's two people, a majority of the vote would be 51%. But when there's more than two people,
if you look at
the
difference,
vote,
what do you think?
That's what I say, but it's...
Does it specifically say 50% or majority of the vote?
Majority of the vote.
Should I call Lee?
I would make a call to Lee and let Lee make a call.
Yeah. You can call Lee, but we've been in this situation before.
Last time
where it was 50 and we had to do it again.
What was it, 50, 40, 10?
I think we ended up with one extra vote last time, and we were able to move forward. But we have exactly...
I mean, because this is such a vast from the first to the second. Take me a few minutes to find Lee's phone number, unless you have it with you.
I don't know. I don't have it.
Okay, I've got it in emails here somewhere, but...
When you say the operating rules, are they rules that have been adopted by this board?
Yes.
Well, then one question may be, can the three of us change the rules?
Well, and that's what I said. Can the three of us with us
here? If they're operating rules, there's no reason we can't.
Yeah. So that may be the question we need to ask Lee, I guess.
Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay. No problem.
Yes. And if it specifically says the majority of the vote, if there are two people, would be 51%.
And we are all agreeing,
but if there are more than one,
certainly the majority.
More than two votes, then the majority would not necessarily be 51%.
Let's see if I can pull up.
The majority would be
quick.
More than everyone else.
And bear with me, I've got hundreds of emails in the pension board. I don't know why that would be.
Why?
Do I have to retain them if the city's retaining them?
No.
Really?
You
know, I'm almost to 3 terabytes in my inbox. I have emails back from 2003.
You don't erase them?
Oh, I keep them in exchange, so no matter where I go, if I go talk to a customer, like I'll go meet Brett, and he says, I remember when, and I'm like, here it is right here, here's the email from you.
Really?
Well, I figure it's the easiest way to do business, and the iPhone made it so user-friendly for that.
Yeah.
But my inbox is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened last time.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Dugan was here, and he assured us that it was a one-vote thing, and we were able to move forward.
He did.
Well, and we had 50% plus one vote, because there was an odd number of votes.
And I
what are the numbers exactly?
It says the election shall be the majority of the vote. If no candidate receives a majority of vote, a runoff election between the two top vote recipients shall be held at the earliest practical date.
And Mike got how many?
Mike got 157. Of 314.
And who was next?
Cindy Kelly, she got John Miller. He got 54. Cindy got 47. Larry Novak got 25, and Darren Park got 31.
Let's see, it's an email from you.
I don't know.
I mean, 157 to 54 to
right.
me.
157 is almost three times the, as many as the next closest one.
Yeah, I'm all for it, but I don't understand the majority vote deal.
To me, that's a majority. I mean, that's. Yeah.
If the majority is not, if it's not defined as in a percentage in the words, I think that that runs as the majority of the vote.
I think it is the majority of the vote. Because mm-hmm. no one else could have gotten closer.
Do we have a motion that Mike Renning got the majority of the votes?
Yes, and we'll just adopt that.
I make the motion that Mike got the majority of the votes.
I'll second it.
Okay, and we all agree. So
and the city's not going to oppose it.
No.
Right. That Mike Brannon has won the majority of the votes, 157
out of 314.
50% of the votes, and the next one is a third of that, being John Miller at 54 votes out of 314. So I think...
See, now all those people that say, oh, my vote doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, that was a landslide vote for him.
It was.
Really?
It was. Yeah.
Good deal. Well.
If anyone else knows anybody that's interested in the board, we still have an open position.
We need an outside person.
Well, yeah. Yes. That's what I was told last time. We needed somebody with investment experience. And
well, the city manager would like somebody who has mm-hmm. investment or banking, somebody who has more of the financial sense to him.
Yeah.
Because you know, I say it all the time, I'm the least knowledgeable, but at least I'll ask the stupid questions nobody wants to ask. Or maybe you knew the answers and I still look like a fool, but I ask because your common mind's got to know.
Here's what I need is just a clarification because, I mean, I've got two or three names that I could contact, but do we have any problem with me doing that? I mean, is that...
No.
It's kind of like a recruitment. You go out and you know.
You're right. We have to. But it's really just a civil type, you know, it's in-kind service for them. They don't get paid for
right,
it. I mean,
right.
It might look good if they're trying to do a resume that, you know, they got on a general employee pension board for 900 employees. And
well, and one of the guys is a retired manager of Morgan Stanley. I know him. I can call him. You know, he would have the time whether he wants to do it or not.
Well, it's not that much time if you think about it. I mean,
no, it's not. No.
You give about 3 hours.
That's what I said. He has
four times
time.
A year. Yeah, it's
not the time.
But I'll do that if
sometimes
it's okay
it's time.
To recruit people. I mean, I just didn't really want to.
No,
clear and make sure it's all right.
It would be nice because then days that really inconvenient for you to leave or not show up because
right.
you have a meeting,
like
you still have a quorum. I mean, we.
Yeah.
And we understand it happens when we're down at three. That's why I'm excited that Mike got nominated and we all accepted it. And
mm-hmm. What about the moving the date? I think
I was going to talk about that too, Alicia. That's the email I'm looking for. But
the only days that Lee can do it is late in the second quarter, which puts us 11 weeks after the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
And that's just too late to do the things that we need to do here.
Okay.
To record.
So leave it as is for how long before we can change it? Is it just another meeting? Because I'm fine with that.
No, Lee's schedule is
for all next
yeah.
year. He's already
he told us he didn't have all next year's schedule.
He does.
Apparently
the secretary books all that for
him. He acted like he was doing that now.
Yeah, well,
and we'd be able to do it in the next year, but I misunderstood, I guess, what he said.
She sent us a list of all the meetings for next year,
mm-hmm.
and they were Marches, or well, December's would be at the third week in March. March would be sometime in late June.
All right, wait, let me clarify. I think I understand what you're saying. We just met a week or two ago, so you're saying we wouldn't meet again until March of 11? If we change the dates with Lee?
Right.
Right. Well, we meet in November because we've already got the November one.
Okay, so we meet in November,
right.
And then we meet in March.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
The end of March. Well, the end of March is reporting from the end of December.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is. Usually we meet in the beginning of February.
Well, we're not going to meet. We're going to meet in November. And then when's the next meeting if we stay with our current schedule?
Second week in February.
So the difference is, instead of the second week in February, it goes to
the end of March.
And you're saying that's too long. Okay.
To get things, because once we get the reports and stuff from the managers and Rose, we report things to Foster and Foster and to council.
By putting us a month further out, it almost makes everything fall to the next quarter.
Mm-hmm. We'll just leave it as it is. I mean, we were trying to...
I know, I appreciate it. That first 10 days of the month is killing me, but, you know, I am accordingly. You understand, I mean, we all understand the
first
10 days.
I don't know why, but I'm only pulling up from January of 09, even though I know I put it in there. Is that a city attached machine?
I can't get an email, no.
You just don't know how to do it. Yeah. Can you get on the internet from there?
Yeah, you can get on the internet.
Who are you calling?
Lee.
Oh, I thought we agreed.
Well, we already made a decision, right? I just figured while we were still talking, if I get his number, I'd run it by him and say, this is what we did. Are we okay?
No, don't call him.
No.
We made a decision. We're going with it. We're done. Okay.
It's November 8th.
It's the majority. We all agree it's the majority.
And he's all but disagreeing. I don't want to go.
That'll just cost you $450.
It took us like 3 years to get it moved from the week of Thanksgiving. Our Monday, November meeting was the week of Thanksgiving.
If we get five people in here, I don't think it'll be an issue. When there's three people on here,
it's
a problem.
It's a nightmare.
And we got four now, and then we're going to get a fifth, hopefully. When's our next meeting? November?
November 8th.
That's the first.
What is this? August, September?
Yeah. I've got it on my calendar.
So the second Monday is November 8th?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to try to, between now and November the 8th, I'm just saying I am, but you guys do the same if you know of anybody. I'm going to call two or three people that I happen to know that might have an interest. You never know until you talk to them.
Well, I've had
but y'all do the same, you know.
I've had one I've been trying to solicit who's an investment broker. It was UBS, now it's somebody else, but his problem, he's a little too young. He doesn't understand the net worth of adding this into his resume.
Yeah,
he tries to grow his career, and I've tried to explain that to him, that community services is valuable when you start going out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was thinking more of somebody that's been around and done, you know, investment work for a career kind of thing, and dealt with managers, you know, and because a lot of these firms now, that's what they do. They put your money with different managers.
Yeah. Manage.
But, it doesn't hurt to have 10 people apply. I mean,
well,
that's the luxury, you know.
I think the bottom line is, I think then the city manager will look at them and make his decision to city council, and city council
has final decision.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But at least then we know somebody's actually sifting through them and looking at them closer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the more the better for all of us. And
okay.
Well, I always welcome somebody who understands this better than me.
And if we have an abundance, there are other boards that are actually
they also
both
have,
of my, all
yeah,
three
we,
boards are missing. I can't, one person.
Outside
so.
Person?
Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah, because I had Dale call me the other day. Adam was wanting up on me. I said, Dale, I'll call you right after we get our position. he laughed.
All right, so
are we adjourned?
We are adjourned, right?
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Very good, y'all.
See y'all.
Thank you, everyone.
Meeting adjourned.